In a small Indian grocery store nestled between Oakland's urban sprawl, magic simmers quietly among jars of turmeric and cardamom. Here lives Tilo, an ancient soul in an elderly woman's body, who knows your deepest desires before you speak them. Born with extraordinary powers in a remote Indian village, she survived pirate kidnapping and transformation to become a mistress of spices, one who can heal, protect, and sometimes destroy through the ancient knowledge of spices. Each spice has its personality, its story. Turmeric, the preserver, chilies that punish, fenugreek that comforts the suffering. They speak to Tilo, guiding her service to Oakland's Indian immigrant community. But the spices demand complete sacrifice. Tilo must never leave her store, never touch another human, never use her powers for herself, and above all, never fall in love. Her existence is a prison of duty, sleeping among flower buckets and salt sacks, barricaded against the outside world. The walls themselves grow dim at night, invisible to passersby, a magical barrier between her sacred space and America's chaotic freedom. What would you sacrifice for power? How much of yourself would you surrender to serve others? Through Tilo's store, past the fractured souls of the immigrant experience, Lalita hides bruises from her alcoholic husband while longing for a baby she believes will fix everything. For her, Tilo secretly provides healing turmeric wrapped in newspaper. Haroon, a Kashmiri refugee who once rode tourists in silk-lined boats, now drives taxis with that rueful amusement that says he's only playing at servitude temporarily. Sensing danger, Tilo prepares Kalo Jira to protect him. 10-year-old Jugjeet partly hides behind his mother's dupatta, his green Sikh turban making him a target for bullies. Tilo tucks friend maker Cinnamon into his turban. The Bougainvillea girls pass through with polished nails and blackbird voices, never truly seeing the old woman serving them. These characters embody diverse immigrant struggles, from domestic abuse to workplace discrimination, from childhood bullying to cultural assimilation. The spice store becomes a sanctuary where people connect to their homeland through familiar scents and understanding. Tilo's ordered existence unravels when a lonely American enters her store one rainy evening. Unlike other customers, she cannot read his desires through the silk cloud of his mind. His expensive black clothes, sharp jawline, and dark eyes with flickering lights draw her inexplicably. When their hands touch, fire-sweet sensation courses through her, forbidden for a mistress. The American, Raven, returns often. Their connection deepens when he sucks blood from her cut finger, sending waves of desire through her. He places her hand on his chest, confessing an ache in his heart. She gives him only churin for heartburn, resisting the lotus root aphrodisiac. When Raven invites Tilo to spend a day in San Francisco, she accepts, despite concerns about her aged appearance. At the Pacific, Raven shares his Native American heritage. Their attraction represents the forbidden fruit many immigrants fear, assimilation through love outside their culture. Will loving an American mean losing one's identity or betraying one's heritage? These questions haunt Tilo as she grows drawn to Raven, despite the spice's disapproval. As her feelings for Raven intensify, Tilo begins breaking the rules governing her existence. When Gita's grandfather seeks help about his granddaughter's relationship with a Chicano man, Tilo leaves her store, her first venture into America, using ginger to move unseen through streets. America intoxicates her. In a department store, she becomes drunk with it, an ordinary old woman feeling fabrics and trying colors against my freckled skin. Though tempted by mirrors and modern conveniences, shame compels her to keep only necessities for Gita and, against warnings, a mirror. Each transgression brings warnings from the spices. The help you try to give outside these protected walls turns on itself. The consequence arrives as Shampati's fire, calling her back, giving her just 3 days before she must return or face destruction. Desperate, Tilo asks Makarajwa to make her beautiful beyond imagination for one night with Raven. Disregarding warnings, she drinks it all, enduring excruciating pain as her body transforms for a passionate night with Raven before facing judgment. The novel unflinchingly portrays racism against immigrants. When Tilo reads about Dot Busters Go Free, she envisions an Indian man being attacked. Newspapers reveal numerous incidents: vandalized stores, poisoned pets, assaulted women, and burned motels. Yet, resilience prevails. Hamida studies English and dreams of learning computers while raising her daughter in a country where no one will call her bad luck girl child. Kwezi transforms from addict to martial arts instructor, appreciating Indian culture. Geeta finds harmony between her heritage and American identity. When Tilo invokes Shempati's fire for punishment, nothing happens. In the profound silence, she realizes the spices have abandoned her in America without magic, doomed to live as an old woman with no power, no livelihood, no one to turn to. As she accepts this fate, an earthquake destroys the building. Rescued by Raven, Tilo discovers her body is different, neither young nor old, neither beautiful nor ugly, just ordinary. In the mirror, she sees the same rebellious Tilo eyes staring back. As Raven drives toward his earthly paradise in the northern wilderness, Tilo looks back at the burning city and admits her role in the chaos. Despite her body craving the happiness he promises, she tells him, "I cannot go with you," realizing there is no earthly paradise except what we make in the soot and rubble. Surprisingly, Raven responds, "Then I guess I'll have to come too." Raven helps Tilo find a new name, Maya, meaning illusion, spell, enchantment in Sanskrit. As she accepts this name, the sea serpents appear one final time, their jewel eyes holding my gaze before disappearing into my heart. Hand in hand with Raven, she walks toward their future. This ending symbolizes successful cultural integration. Maya doesn't abandon her heritage. The sea serpents become part of her heart. Yet she embraces a new identity and relationship impossible within her former constraints, choosing to engage with America's problems rather than escape them. In Devakaruni's novel, spices symbolize the wisdom and traditions immigrants bring from their homelands. Turmeric used on newborns' heads for luck and sprinkled over coconuts at pujas for 1,000 years provides continuity amid displacement. The novel explores the tension between obligation to community and personal fulfillment. Tilo sacrifices youth, beauty, and freedom to serve others. The Old One's teaching that you are not important, what matters is the store and the spices, echoes sacrifices many immigrants make. Yet rigid tradition can become a prison. By transforming into Maya, Tilo finds balance, helping others not as an isolated magical being, but as a woman embracing love. The immigrant journey teaches us to honor origins while embracing new possibilities, creating an identity that draws strength from both worlds without being limited by either. Like Maya, we must find courage to transform, break free of expectations, and create our own magic from our experiences.